Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Happy Halloween here on WEEI Afternoons, where we're not nearly as cool as the show before us, where they were fully dressed as 4 different versions of Bill Belichick. I thought that was quite creative, Fitzy.
I also enjoyed the drive-by from our friend Lucy Burge as Princess Sparkle Pants herself.
Yes, that was a nice addition, and we have basically Stiz behind the glass in a, I guess that's a Michael Myers mask. I'm not sure exactly.
Hello, Ted Lasso here. There's 2 Teds on the show today.
Oh, I was going to ask you. I wasn't sure what you were, but I appreciate the fact that you're now a visor guy. Ted Lasso's a visor guy?
Yeah, Ted Lasso is a prime visor guy, man. All you got to do, listen, just like the sign above the door says, all you got to do is believe.
Okay. I didn't know I was a fan of Ted Lasso, but I just found out he's a visor guy. I just wore an orange sweatshirt, so it's Halloween. I wore orange.
Oh, such a fun sponge.
Pretty
much. So you went as a coach from the South Coast.
Cool. Well, I also thought maybe I was a confused coach because I got the Boise visor on with some orange in it. I got the Florida Gators quarter zip, so confused football coach. Yes, Dan Ball.
Could you be post-UNC unemployed confused Bill Belichick?
Ooh, trying to brighten the day with an orange sweatshirt.
That unemployment part's coming.
I gotta say, if I saw Dan Ball, if I saw like the Stiz version of Michael Myers walking down the street at me, I'd be like, that shape doesn't scare me.
Wow.
That shape actually needs to hit the treadmill.
I can outrun
I'm having
that Michael
fun
Myers.
With my good friend Stiz.
Shots across the overinflated bow of Stiz there. Wow.
I didn't see you just piled on.
I did. It's what I do. It is Halloween. It is a Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons. That means around 2:15, we are expecting to speak with one of the coordinators, Jeremy Springer, the special teams coordinator. We can ask him some Halloween questions, Fitzy, maybe some candies, some costumes, things of that nature. 3:30, we can talk to Mike Giardi, who I'm guessing is on the grumpy side of the street with me on Halloween. He feels like a shut the lights off and lay down on the couch so no one can look in the window and see you kind of Halloween guy. We'll talk to him.
No, there is zero chance Giardi is a get off my lawn guy. I bet he actually enjoys like drink in hand, sitting by the door, handing out candy. He's a little bit of a joy junkie. He's just also a handsome curmudgeon as well.
I feel like if there's Halloween in the Giardi house, it's because his wife makes him celebrate Halloween in the Giardi house. I think if he had his druthers, he'd be like me with lights off and a beer in his hand. But anyway, Josh McDaniels, you heard him, his press conference yesterday. He was asked about the running back room and maybe his comfort level with the running backs they have versus potentially adding a running back at the trade deadline. Now, obviously, they did sign D'Ernest Johnson. And we do have, not breaking news, but What we thought was going to happen happened. Ramondre Stevenson is not going to play this week. He has been ruled out by the Patriots.
We knew that Wednesday. We knew that.
I was hopeful, and I'm no longer hopeful because, well, there's no reason for hope. He's not going to play. That means you have Travion Henderson coming off his best game, other than the fumble that capped his best game. You have Jennings brought up from the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
You have Johnson.
He's
going to have to, in all likelihood. You have Johnson, who is on the practice squad, but even though he just got here, I'm wondering, could there be an elevation just for depth purposes? I wouldn't rule that out. But the ground attack for your New England Patriots, which admittedly hasn't been the strength of the team. You're sixth worst in yards per carry in the National Football League, 3.9 yards a carry. One of six teams without a run of 30-plus yards this year. That is where Henderson comes in, because I think we thought Henderson would be the guy with 30-plus yard runs. Tied for second with six rushing fumbles with the Dolphins. And the percentage of the time facing eight-plus man defenders in the box, Ramondre Stevenson, eighth most often in the NFL. Travion, 10th most often. This team has not made its money running the football. But are they good enough? Can they get by with what they have? Or does this injury to Stevenson make you reconfigure your wish list heading toward Tuesday? Can they get by, like Josh said, without adding a running back? Do they need to add a running back, Fitzy?
I would, if I believe the Ramondre injury is going to last longer than just one game against the Falcons, then yeah, I'm looking to add some depth at the RB position as well, because Travion also rookie, he probably doesn't know how to handle himself in a 17 game season. The grind, even if he did go through the rigors of the college football playoff last year, but they need to. But this weekend they're going to get by. Andy had the pleasure of speaking earlier on the Six Rings and Football Things podcast with Mike Johnson, former Falcons lineman, now the morning show co-host on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. And that 22nd ranked rush defense of the Atlanta Falcons, they have the top pass defense in the NFL. He said it's even worse than advertised. And he said he didn't care if it's Terrell Jennings, Terrell Williams, Terrell Jones, Travion Henderson, Travion McGee, Andy Hart rocking the ball. Go left, go right, go up the gut, and run behind a very mobile line, which he likes. He said they should be able to control the ball. But it's not going to be a Drake glamour stat day. So everyone else maybe, you know, not 280 and three tutties this week.
So can I throw you a wild card option?
I love a wild card option.
So we're set to talk to Jeremy Springer in about 5 to 10 minutes here. Mm-hmm. His star pupil in terms of punt returns has dabbled on offense before. Any chance there's a package of plays for Marcus Jones out of the backfield this week?
Well, what a splendid idea that would be. I'm so glad you threw that wild card in the mix. This is the perfect time to do it because Falcons have speedy linebackers. Their best one is currently injured. Good corners, good decent safeties. They would not expect that in the least bit. And if you're dealing with a top-ranked pass defense, why not throw the speediest, quickest, shiftiest guy you have at them for, you know, one or two plays?
And it's the week in which you gave him $36 million. So if you remember, when Debo started getting used as a running back out in San Francisco, he got a little squirrely because he didn't love the wear and tear and he was worried about money and durability and all those things. You've paid Marcus Jones this week. So God forbid something happens, at least he has the security of he already did his long-term deal. So I think this could be an interesting week to, as I said, I don't think you're going to get him out there for 20 snaps at running back, but 3, 5, 7 swing pass, screen, he could impact this game out of the backfield as a running back.
Could you imagine if they lined up in a formation where you have like a wishbone with Travion and Marcus Jones? And Drake boots to the right and then just does a flick shovel to Marcus Jones. Maybe he gets 8 yards. Now, all of a sudden, that's in their mind. Now, line up again. Next time you do the fake flick, you can either, like, release Travion up over the middle or you're sending Kayshon Booty, who reminded everybody you don't have to be that fast to be an elite deep ball receiver. That could open up so many doors for them as well, Andy. I like the way you're thinking top of the show here, guy.
So the other question I have dealing with the Patriots rushing attack without Ramondre Stevenson on Sunday, in case you haven't heard, I'll say it again. Ramondre Stevenson is out with that toe injury that forced him to miss practice all week. They head into this game. Ramondre Stevenson is your leading rusher, 279 yards. Second on that list, 250 yards, is your quarterback, Drake May. Third on that list is 228, Travion Henderson. Who do you believe will be leading the Patriots in rushing when this game ends? So obviously, you're not going to be able to add any to Stevenson. Do you think we're going to see enough from Travion Henderson to pass up Drake May, or is this going to be May gets his usual 50 or 60 yards, and when this game's over, he's your leading rusher on the season?
I think Travion Henderson's going to get double-digit carries. This is going to be his first official run as lead, looking at 14 to 16 carries. I think he nips at the heels of Ramondre and passes Drake May this week as well. And also, Andy, we should ask Jeremy Springer about this in just a couple minutes. How much say does he have in the whole, like, hey, you know, putting him on offense, that's cool, but, you know, they need Marcus on defense, and I need him on punt return. So I can understand why they would also be hesitant.
And that is my one hesitance with the idea of throwing him out there on offense is they've basically articulated they need him on defense and as a punt returner. That's why he's not returning kicks. That's why he's not on offense. And I don't know, you know, the whole theory, desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't know if this is desperation. They may not see this as desperation. Jennings ran well at the end of the game last week, and was that 2 weeks ago? He's got a couple carries where you're like, huh. He kind of finishes runs. He's got a little fall forwardness to him.
Who was it, Kevin Stevens or Kevin Harris you fell in love with?
Yeah, Kevin Harris, the big thighs, that never really paid out. Yeah. That was like one of the many, many, many bad draft picks in recent years that never really panned out for this football team. But I do, I'm interested to see what this ground game is, or is it just screw it, sling it? Now, as you talk to the guy in Atlanta, that would be kind of a bold strategy for Josh McDaniels and company to just say, we're just going to sling it. But you do have what is arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. You do have a core of targets that have played themselves into sort of a circle of trust, not only with the quarterback, but probably with the offensive coordinator and probably with fans. I think we've all fallen into, we trust these targets more than we expected to trust these targets 8 games into the season. Is that fair?
Who's your favorite one of them all?
Booty. Absolutely Booty. I love Booty.
Save that drop. It's probably already in the system. I'm a Diggs guy.
Okay,
that's fine. I understand, like, Booty's maturity, Booty's route running, and obviously his ability to snag a deep ball and always find himself open, easy to fall in love with. I just love Diggs on field clutch, but also all those intangibles that they paid for with the $23 million average annual value. The ROI on him is awesome.
Yeah, and Ted would probably say Matt Collins, because he's a Matt Collins guy coming off of, I mean, he's always been a Matt Collins guy. If you remember when they signed him, he liked Matt Collins more than most of us liked Matt Collins. And then this week he goes out there, he's targeted 7 times, he catches 7 balls. So this was sort of the Matt Collins breakout game after he was the chess piece arriving at Gillette Stadium, the inflatable chess piece for his Halloween costume. But if there is one trepidation for me, it is going against a pretty good pass defense with a even more questionable rushing attack than usual, because for whatever you think of Ramondre Stevenson, he's been your lead back. He's been your trusted back, whether it's in pass protection or even the bulk of the carries, right? He has 83 carries on the season. Travion Henderson has 53. Drake May has 51. Jiminy Christmas, he's right behind Travion, a running back. But that's been, for better or worse with the fumbles, Ramondre Stevenson has been the focal point of your backfield, and you're without the focal point of your backfield in a week when you'd probably like to be able to run the football against the Falcons.
But you have a speedier guy who last week had some success finally getting the ball around the outside, and in Terrell Jennings and also in D'Ernest Johnson, you got two hammer backs. You can just, like, if you want to just, like, if you get a lead, if you're up 10, late third, early fourth, and you just want to start grinding the clock and trying to impose your will, you can do that over and over again with Terrell Jennings and D'Ernest Johnson.
And then getting back to Josh's assertion that once you get to camp, you pretty much just assume this is all we got, this is all we need, as their slogan has evolved over the course of the season. That's a great message to send the guys in your locker room. I think that's awesome. But you just added D'Ernest Johnson. Like, you just added a running back. So let's not pretend you're not looking for running backs, adding running backs along the way. I would like to see them add a running back. And I don't know who that is. I know Ted is big on the Breece Hall, that would add a playmaker, impact guy.
Home run.
I don't know who the name is, but I saw somebody was offering up, who's the third guy, Granado, whatever, from the 49ers? Somebody was saying he might be a third option.
Yes, Isaac Guarendo.
Yeah, that he might be a guy that could be in the conversation.
He's pretty good, actually, and I think he's better than just, oh, he's the latest Jag to have some success in a Shanahan system.
Right, and I'm not looking for you to add Corey Dillon. like you did, and all of a sudden say, hey, Corey, go rush for 1,600 yards and set the franchise record and carry us to a Super Bowl. And No. I'm just saying right now your backfield is Travion Henderson, who you weren't all that comfortable playing a lot early in the season, in part because of his pass protection woes. Terrell Jennings, who I don't know how good a pass protector he is because he just got called up permanently from the practice squad. And D'Ernest Johnson, who just got here like 3 days ago and found his locker and technically isn't even on the roster yet. There is a lack of reliable, I've called it hold your breath backfield. Well, this is the biggest hold your breath backfield week. So I like Josh's assertion that he's got all the answers. We get all we need. Yeah. I think he's being a little overly generous to his running backs room. I think they could use a running back.
Even if you believe that behind closed doors, he might finish at the mic, get off the podium and go back there and just be like, stretch, Ryan, we got a running back for me yet? Like he has to say that in public. If he were the coordinator, joining us today on the afternoon show, he would have to reassert that and be like, I'm good to go to battle with these guys. I got my guys. That's all I need. When behind closed doors, he might well believe, yeah, I could use another one. Honestly, I could use a discount Shane Vereen or, you know, an Ocean State job lot Stephen Ridley back there to help me get this done.
And he could have gone down the route of Vrabel's been very consistent, good or bad. You ask about A.J. Brown, you ask about any position, it's going to be like, we're always looking to make the team better. We're always looking to find ways to improve the roster and give us a better chance, blah, blah, blah. And that is the answer I would have used if I were Josh McDaniels, because I think you look at that running back depth chart and you say, yeah, it's probably a little bit undermanned right now, and that's why I wouldn't hate the creative idea of letting Marcus Jones get some reps at running back this week, even though I'd prefer not to have him carry it, say, between the tackles. If we do hand him the ball or let him do anything with the ball, maybe get him to the space on the outside. But it is a Patriots Friday, and as we do every Friday at this time, we're going to talk to a Patriots coordinator. This week it is special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. Jeremy Springer is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your local TimberTech supplier, number one in premium decking. Jeremy Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. Weather's changing. Fall weather's in full display, so I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it so far.
It's, I think Drake May said we're getting like football weather. It was a little cold and drizzly the other day. Like, this is football weather, even for a Southern kid like him. But you got a big game on Sunday, and one of the guys that has come up big for you guys in big games over the years, Marcus Jones, got a contract extension this week. So you know Marcus Jones will be here for 3 years beyond now. Just talk about what he brings to the football team, both in terms as a punt returner, but also a captain, a leader, a guy that's the defensive player of the month right now. What does he bring to this team?
Man, so much. I mean, you said it all. You know, not only, you know, his excellence on the field, on defense, on special teams as a returner, but his off-the-field stuff. I mean, I can't say enough how he's not a loud guy. You're never going to hear Marcus. You're never going to hear him talk too much. But what he does do is he leads by example in how he approaches the game week, how he takes care of his body, how he practices. Everything he does is just, it looks like it's like, it's very, very planned. It's very, very strategic in how he approaches it. And that's why I think he sells on the field. And not only that, but just the things that he gives us on special teams and on defense is excelled. And he fits his program. He fits the culture that Coach Vrabel's trying to instill in this team. And I could not be more proud of how he's handled his business and what he's done. And he's earned that contract extension. And I hope that he continues to be a Patriot for as long as they come.
So last weekend, Jeremy, not a lot of explosive special teams plays against the Browns. Did they do anything in particular to kind of bottle you guys up, or did they play you harder than you anticipated? Because I know leading up to the game, people were talking about how Cleveland had excellent special teams. It's just that their offense is a little anemic.
Yeah, they just, you know, credit to what they do on special teams. They do some good stuff. They had a good plan coming in against some punt return to kind of keep the ball away from Marcus right there from how they punted the ball. And they had big physical guys that play hard and play downhill. And I said it all week to our guys, we got to match that. We weren't able to get any explosives there. And that's how it is week to week in the NFL. You know, you got to learn from those clips and how they attacked you and go into the next week and prepare for the next opponent and learn from it and grow, have a growth mindset. And that's what we're working on this week and been working on, hopefully clean up by tomorrow and let it loose on Sunday against Atlanta.
Jeremy, how do you keep your cool against bad calls? We saw that call against Jeremy Springer last week, the face mask call, which you don't have to comment on the call.
About Schooler?
Yeah. How do we keep our cool when the calls are that bad?
Next play mentality. People, refs make mistakes. We all make mistakes. I'll make plenty of bad calls here and there. And, I don't look too much into it. I'm like, move on, as long as we win the football game, at the end of the day, that's all I care about. And this team's working together and staying together and working on the identity of the team. And that's what I look for. And just keep moving on, man. I know as a fan, sometimes you watch it, you guys do see the replay a million times. I don't see that. So for me, it's like, you know what? I'll see you on Sunday. And you know what? I'll complain about it later, but just take one play at a time. Next play mentality.
Just a quick follow-up to my previous question as well, Jeremy. What happened on the Bryce Baringer 15-yarder, and what kind of conversation did you guys have on the sideline?
You know what? Like I said, man, we're not all perfect, and there's things in the game and how you approach the game from a coaching standpoint, and how you're having the dialogue with our punter or with our punt team, whatever it may be on the sideline, that you just want to make sure you instill confidence. And sometimes when you hit a bad ball, or you have a bad protection clip, or you don't block the guy like you're supposed to. As you go through the week, how am I personally, like myself as a coach, talking to Bryce, talking to Marcus, talking to those guys, and make sure that they're utmost confidence, they're all out there, and they're always going to execute 100%. It's not ideal. It's not always going to happen that way. Guys make mistakes. And then after the play, man, look, we move on. You made a mistake. And for me personally, when I'm coaching in a football game, I don't yell at guys. I'm not MFing guys. I'm not doing any of that. Because to me, they know they made the mistake, or I know I made a mistake. Like, what am I going to do now? I got to move on. And, that's when it comes in on Monday, and now we can talk through the play. We can coach it up and grow from it as a team and grow from it as a coach and grow from it as a player so that we don't make the same mistake again in a game where maybe that's a two-point game or maybe that's a three-point and a one-score game where that's a critical, critical, critical mistake to where now you lose the game because of a one play on special teams. So it's just growth mindset every time. It's always a growth mindset for myself and for the players, and I never take it out on them on a game because that's not the way to do the business, in my opinion.
And following up too, also on the running situation, if Travion has to fill in his lead back this week because Ramondre Stevenson has already been ruled out, who will take over primary kickoff duties and who will be the backup?
I mean, all those guys right now are working. We got to work through tomorrow. We always like to finish everything and clear things up on Saturday with Braves and this team. And we'll have a good plan going Sunday. That's not ironed out yet. We want to just figure out, how that final, who's going to be on the 48 on game day. We'll figure it out and have a really good plan on Sunday to attack and make sure that offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise, all the guys that are playing, we're taking care of those guys and make sure that we get the fresh ones out there.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. You mentioned the weather's kind of changing, and that leads me to your rookie kicker. He's been very good, obviously, Andy Borogalis, but how are the challenges going to change for him in the coming weeks and months in New England at Gillette Stadium, wind and cold and the various aspects of his job?
Well, as I figure out now in the year two here, is like you get to practice in these elements on a daily basis. It might say, like yesterday was crazy. It was like, it's going to be 58 degrees, cloudy, and it was like sideways rain and wind. In fact, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is crazy. Like, it's literally on the weather app told me it was something else. So, Andy got a phenomenal day of kicking in sideways rain and wind for 2 hours yesterday. So all that practice experience, we get to go in the stadium and work it. To me, if we're working through the elements on game days, it's nothing different. I mean, only difference is what? Now there's 80,000 people and you're on TV. It's the difference. So, and with Andy, he's got such a great, mentality from that standpoint. I don't worry about him. So we're kicking it. You got to go out and do it in the elements. For me, it's just like anything, right? Like, hey, I'm a good driver, but you never drive. So you're not going to be a good driver. You got to go out and get the experience of doing it. And that's what he's doing right now through practice. And hopefully it translates to the game, which I got full confidence in his ability to do that.
Yeah, the weather in New England around this time of year, just a little bit different than the South Beach, Miami Gardens area.
I can't. I'm telling you, yesterday was like, we went out for a walk at 12:30. It was great. Like, it was warm, like kind of warm. There's no wind. I was like, man, it's going to be a great day. Literally went out 45 minutes later for practice, and it was sideways rain, cold. I mean, it was like, for 2 hours straight, did not stop. I couldn't. I just like, this is crazy. The Northeast weather, I don't know how you guys do it for your whole life.
It kind of mirrors our moods. You've probably figured that out.
Now
by
you know
now,
why
Jeremy.
We're cranky all the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
It mirrors the way you guys drive, the way you guys talk to people on the highways. I'm like, you guys are so mean when we drive out here. Can we just like enjoy each other?
Yeah, they don't call us massholes for nothing, Jeremy.
I'm starting to see why.
Yeah. In preparations for Sunday against the Falcons, what do the Falcons do well, and what kind of challenges do they present for you at a special teams capacity?
You know, every week's a new challenge in the NFL, and every week you play in this league, you figure out how competitive and how good it really is. I mean, I think Marquise, who's the substance coordinator in Atlanta, his fifth year there, he's done a really good job of getting like a good core guy of players there that are all kind of veteran-laced guys, third-year, four-year, seven-year, eight-year type of guys. Kadarius Hodge, who's you know over 30, he was a Pro Bowl last year special teamer. They just do a good job of placing guys in the right place. And those guys, they play hard. They play downhill. They got a good group of specialists in their punter, their long snapper, and they got Parker Romo as their kicker, who's done a pretty good job so far for them. And again, I just think he gets those guys, you know, rolling, playing culture, special teams, him being his fifth year. And it's going to be a challenge, man. Every week's a new challenge. This week's another challenge. I think this is the most, you know, physically fit, you know, personnel-wise, with a great savvy of being veteran-laced as well. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, and I'm looking forward to it.
When you win five in a row and you're in first place, we get greedy and we start nitpicking and looking at things that need to be better on the football team to go to the next level.
Of course.
In your area of expertise, I think you guys are ranked 32nd in punt return average allowed. What does that number tell you? Is it swayed by one or two that you'd like to have back? What can you do better in that area?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you give up that one against Miami early in the season, right?
Yep.
That always going to curtail it. And then, you know, we just got to cover some more and continue to think about that when we get more coverage reps, and then continue to think about the long scheme of things. So we're always working that. You know, that's been a big focus of us ever since Miami is as we cover every time in practice, we're really intentional about how our lanes are, how we're covering, how we're finishing, how we're tackling as well. And we do tackling twice a week now on Wednesday and Thursday. So every week we're preparing. We haven't had a couple covers, I think, in the last two games at all. So when we get those opportunities, man, we just got to go out there and execute and do the best we can. And I'm fully prepared that we're going to do that and continue to improve and see how it looks at the end of the season.
Look, he doesn't play on special teams, though I'm sure he probably would love to, considering what a dynamic athlete he is. Obviously, the team's quarterback, Drake May, is having an absolutely spectacular season beyond anyone's wildest imagination. Well, I've heard so much recently, Jeremy, about, you know, Robert Spillane was on TV talking about his swag and his leadership. Steph Diggs, everyone talks about his emerging leadership. Does his positive energy and leadership aura even bleed over or spill onto special teams as well?
Oh, of course it does. I mean, like, all our guys, Schooler, the specialist, when he's on the field, man, it's the confidence that he brings to the team. When you have a really good quarterback, it's unbelievable. I was in L.A. with Matthew Stafford, and it's crazy what a guy that you know when he touches the ball or he's on the field that he can score at any moment or just bring positivity to the team. He doesn't have to say anything to you. He just goes to watch him play football, and that inspires the team. And it's not just from defense and offense. It does it on special teams as well. So I'm excited for his – I mean, I've been with him since last year, right, as a rookie going through the struggles. And for me to watch his development and how great – Coach Rabel and Josh and that offensive side of the ball have done with him and just kind of molded him. I'm excited every time he touches the ball, and I'm always hoping that he slides because I like him as much as you guys do. And just take care of himself.
Well,
and you know what? I like points, man. We don't have to punt the ball. We don't have to cover. Hey, man, that's good for us, man. That means we're scoring points, and that means we're winning football games. So that's helping us at the end of the day.
All right, enough football. It's Halloween. Are you a candy guy? What's the best Halloween candy favorite?
Candy corn, dog.
Yeah,
candy corn.
Let's go. How about the pumpkins?
I don't know why candy corn is so looked down on. It's
same.
Like, it's great. It's like Nickelback, right? Like, you know,
candy like corn is the Nickelback of the candy world. That's the best line I've ever heard.
And then, that's how I see it, at least.
And then finally, before we let you go, was there a Halloween party last night? Did you dressing up tonight? Did you dress up last night? What do you got a costume?
I mean, that might have been, you know what, to ask that question in the middle of football season, do you think I really was at a party last night when I'm watching the Atlanta Falcons Thursday night? You think that I was doing it?
I was hoping.
It's football season, man.
Once upon a time, Bill Belichick went to a Halloween party with Randy Moss. I forgot the details. I don't know if it was a bye week, so there might have been some gray area in there. But Bill once dressed up as a pirate.
I think that was, I've never seen that. I think that was like on a Friday night or a Saturday, but Thursday night, nope. Tonight, nope. I'm just, you know, I'm football season, so I'm in full grind mode, and my girlfriend hates me because of it, but it's okay. You know,
yeah, you're watching Ravens. You're like watching Ravens Dolphins on Amazon Prime, scouting two future opponents while also crushing down film on the Falcons. I got you.
That's exactly right, man.
Eating candy corn. Good Lord.
I hope everyone else has I'm eating candy corn in my office, and I hope everyone else is having a good time.
All right. Well, hit the CVS on the way into the stadium at Patriot Place, because as of tomorrow, all the candy corn will be like half off, 75% off. You can load up for months and months.
Dude, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be selfish Sunday after we win the game. Selfish Sunday. That'd be nice.
All right, Jeremy, good luck. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, brother. Have a good one, man.
See you.
Thank you, buddy. You too.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. Up next, we'll react to a couple things, not totally about the candy corn take, which I agree with him on. I don't know why there's so much disrespect there.
I'm so upset.
I don't know if I agree with the Nickelback aspect of that. We all learned yesterday music, not really my thing. But we'll react to Jeremy Springer's comments on special teams, the coverage units, and the weather getting worse. But don't worry. It was crappy yesterday, and Borregales got lots of practice. That's up next here on WEE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Afternoons.
What a great song. He comes to me at night after I call into bed. He's burnt
up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. I love this song, Stiz. I actually love this whole album. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Caught me by surprise. You knew the lyrics.
See, I'm unpredictable. There's things I should know that I don't, and then there's things that I know that I probably shouldn't.
You're an enigma.
Also, we have a question. I think we all took it the same way. When he said candy corn is the Nickelback of candy or whatever.
That means underrated. That means people slight it all the time, but it's actually sneaky good. Like Nickelback has a bunch of good songs. It's just there was a cheese factor to the band during their heyday that made people say like, oh, you listen to Nickelback?
The 978 believes he's a hardo football guy. Quote, pretty sure he meant the Nickelback corner. Come on, wake up, Andy.
No.
I didn't think so either.
No. Actually,
I mean,
we were talking
Marcus Jones at one point in the interview, and he is underrated as the nickel corner for the Patriots Defensive Player of the Month.
No, that 100% was a very astute pop cultural reference to a band that was slighted for, making millions and millions of dollars, whose lead singer, by the way, was so uncool, he dated Charlize Theron for a year.
Yeah, I don't know. I had to ask Dan Ball during the break, if we're being honest. Hey, Dan, do I know Nickelback? Can you play me some songs? And I knew the song that he played. Just to be fair, I knew the song that he played. It was like when I go out to eat with my wife and I read the menu and I go, do I like this? If it's a certain kind of cheese or a certain vegetable, do I like this? That's become Dan Ball for my music. Dan, do I know Nickelback and do I like them?
It is amazing you can get yourself dressed in the morning.
At times, well, you've seen what I wear sometimes, so don't be that amazed.
Yeah, maybe it's not as amazing as I thought.
I mean, I have a lot of orange on. And speaking of which, green shorts with orange sweatshirt, is that okay? Or did I not match today? Oh, then I didn't do that.
It's an outfit for radio.
That's right.
That's exactly what it is. And thank God you've got your Gemini behind the glass to ask Dan Ball. Otherwise, what the hell would you do?
But Jeremy Springer, I've really grown to enjoy those interviews. We get the insight on some of the, like we learned, like little tidbits of football. They work on tackling twice a week now. I didn't know that. I don't know if anybody else knew that. But we now know that they work on tackling twice a week now. Good. We also learned that Andy Borogalis got some car wash like treatment yesterday in the kicking game to get ready for November and December. Absolutely.
Like they couldn't have asked for a better, just to indoctrinate him to what he's going to have to deal with. You and I have been out there in games like this. It was, I want to say it was like against the Browns in 2019 when the Odell Beckham trade rumors were swirling around that he wanted to come to play for the Patriots. It was 38 degrees outside, and when he said, like, when we say, like, it was literally raining sideways the entire day, like, you're going to be asked to try to kick a 43-yarder in that. Good luck.
I also appreciate that he acknowledges that some of our angst as New Englanders comes from the fact that it gets dark early, it's windy, it's cold, it's rainy, and it can kind of suck the life out of you post-November through, like, March and April. So there's a reason, as you said, Fitzy, we're known as mass holes, and yes, maybe it does carry over into the driving when you drove 2 hours home last night because every single road on a Waze app was just red, red, red. Didn't matter where you wanted to go yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was an example of there's a lot of cranky people in Greater Boston.
With the flooding was insane all over New England last night. Like it was like 8 inches of rain fell in a couple hours. And I'm not sure how windy it is up by you right now, but there's like 50-mile-an-hour gale force gusts throughout random parts of New England.
Get Borogalis out there at Gillette and see if it's swirling or the lighthouse, whatever the hell it's doing with the bridge. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to our interview with Jeremy Springer. He brings a lot of energy, as you'd expect, from the special teams coach for the Patriots as they get ready for the Falcons. But up next, we got to touch on the Bruins. They have a winning streak. They've won two in a row with a goalie playing a role in that. Too bad it's not their, quote, number one goalie. Do the Bruins have a goalie controversy? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
A little Nickelback for our buddy Jeremy Springer.
Good guess.
No, I knew this was Nickelback. Because somebody claims they all sound the same. Is that true of Nickelback songs?
Yes. It's pretty formulaic.
Ultimately, but that formula worked for a brief window, but yeah.
Listen, I'd
the
give,
music snob, it's pretty formulaic.
I'd give my you-know-what for one of those Nickelback hits.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. I'm just, it is what it is. Okay, anyway, Bruins win 4-3. I can't say what I was going to say about the goal scorer you just heard because I'm not allowed to. I believe my field is full for my guys, so I can't say my guy Ustinov. But
you actually had him last year when he was acquired.
I should have kept him.
Yeah.
But your guy Korpisalo, 37 saves. So 37 saves in a win compared to what Swayman does. Was it 17 saves in a loss because they only took 24 shots and he gave up 7 goals? Bruins have won 2 in a row. And are now sort of middle of the pack. And I know it's early and we're talking about different things like, yeah, they could be in the lottery conversation. They could be in the wild card conversation. Fitzy, I think the big question, though, is 2 games in a row. They've played not Jeremy Swayman, your number one goalie. They've played Korpisalo. And if he plays one more, they will have the same number of games played to this point in the season, even though Swayman's your big money guy. Even though when they signed Swayman, if you remember a year ago, do you remember the number that we were told he wanted to play? That was 55 games. He
wanted 55 to 60 versus like 20 to 25 for the backup, right?
55. Right now, yeah. They're on pace to basically split it 40-something to 40-something here. You know, 41, 41. Is there a legitimate conversation right now as to who the number one goaltender is on the Boston Bruins?
First, shout out for all the middle schoolers that are Bruins fans. Right now, they are 6-7, so there you go. And
the word of the year. Did you see that crap?
Wait,
they added that to like the dictionary as the word or phrase or something of the year.
That is amazing. I can't tell you how many kids and teachers were dressed as 6 and 7 at my third graders' Halloween parade earlier this morning. It's the number one costume. Pumpkins with 6, 7 carved into it. We're obsessed. Anyway, yes, we do, Andy, and we're not supposed to. Because one goalie makes 3 times as much as the other one. One goalie is supposed to be the face of your franchise or the auxiliary face of the franchise next to David Pastrnak. One goalie is coming off of the World Cup of International Hockey or whatever, some tournament from the summertime that was supposed to have helped him find his game again and has been anything but a lead goaltender. It's starting to remind me of when Tuukka was... Tuukka had the reins basically in 2010. And then had that epic comeback against him by the Blackhawks in the postseason. Then Tim Thomas took over the next year because he just went on a heater and Tuukka might have been injured. This is sort of now like, is Korpisalo Tim Thomasing Swayman's Tuukka at this point? Because it's inarguable that he's playing better hockey. The other night, 35 shots against, 33 saves. Last night, what was it, 40 shots on, 37 saves? Like, dude is on a run right now. And if Sturm's anything, your guy, then you got to play the hot goalie until otherwise notified.
Previously, I would have said it is inarguable because I think Corpusalo is playing better right now, too. Except there's a website that our friend Razor told me to look at. It's called moneypuck.com. And when I go down the rabbit hole that is, and I go down the goals saved above expected, it's where we're supposed to look for goaltenders because you got to take into account the defense and everything that's going on around them. Jeremy Swayman is ranked 32nd in goals saved above expected. Do you think Corpusalo is higher or lower than that, Fitzy?
I'm following the narrative, and I've done sports radio for a couple of days, so I'm going to say lower.
Yeah. So 32nd for Jeremy Swayman, and then I'll scroll and I'll scroll and I'll scroll a little bit more. Don't have a huge screen on my laptop, so I got to scroll a little bit to get down to 54th. So if you take goaltenders, he's basically a bad backup based on this statistic, and yet feels like we're having this conversation. Marco Sturm was asked about it after the game. He was asked a somewhat interesting question about, you know, would you keep going with the hot hand for 3, 4, 5 games, which I think that's a little bit misleading because there's a big difference between 3 and 5. But let's listen to what Marco Sturm said when he was asked about his hot hand goaltender.
Would you consider going with a hot hand here and playing him for 3, 4, 5 in a row?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Who should I ask?
I can't answer that right now. I don't know. I got to sleep and make my decision tomorrow. But start of the season, I would say no, just because we have so many games coming up and we have actually the luxury to have two really, really good goaltenders. So I'm not sure yet.
Beginning of that answer sounded like you just played 18 innings in the World Series.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just need some sleep.
I really don't know. I can't answer that right now. I don't know. I got to sleep.
I actually think the I don't knows were BS. The I can't answer that right now was the real answer because I think he has the answer, and it's Corpusalo. He wants to go with the hot goalie. He's sick of the crap that is Swayman, even though the numbers that Razor tells me to look at tells me Swayman's a little better.
Could those numbers mean anything? There's also a stat called saves, and that's the one that I tend to look at. Not goals saved above expectation or whatever, like just flat out saves. Who saved more shots? So far, it's been Corpusalo. I'll go with the guy that's not good at exercise sports, but is actually good between the pipes.
Dan Ball, should I read or lead anything into Lauri being benched and not being a part of the mix anymore and that potentially helping out the goaltender?
Yeah, absolutely. Or at least being given a lesser role.
Yeah.
He checked his way back in on that final pairing. But yeah, I think the Zadorov-McAvoy pairing has been a lot better the last two games. And we talked about that last year. As much as Swayman was to blame, their defense and their defensive zone presence was also atrocious. So yeah, that's a big part of it. And I wanted to pay a quick compliment to your boy Marco Sturm, because I think he's been pressing the right buttons consistently for the last week. You elevate Husnadinov up to the top line, and that line with Lindholm and Pastrnak was great. Now he's centering the top line because Lindholm's hurt, so that's worked. Geeky on the third line had worked. Zadorov-McAvoy pairing worked, and he's pressing the right buttons with the goalie as well. So I like the way he's managing these assets that again aren't that great.
But I think this is one of the biggest buttons because we all know Swayman is a different human being. There's a lot that goes into, I think, potentially managing Swayman, who is paid to be your number one goalie, and he's in the second year of an 8-year deal here. I think he wants to go with Corpusalo. I think he just doesn't. He wants to manage it properly. I don't know. If I was being cynical, I could think, does he even have to check with Cam Neely and anybody in the front office? Is this like an organizational decision? Because I think he just flat out wants to go with the hot goalie. I also think just going with him for a third game is not the same as 5 games. And that's why the question kind of bothered me, because the 3 and 5 are sort of dramatically different answers there if you're just going to flat out run him into the ground because he's hot. Yes, Dan.
And even the third game, which is tomorrow afternoon, is against Carolina, who's been one of the best teams in the NHL so far. So normally you reserve those big games, the Colorado-type opponent, for Jeremy Swayman. But Fitzy cited a great example of Tuukka Rask and Tim Thomas. The Penguins did it with Matt Murray and Marc-Andre Fleury and won a cup because of it. So there is a precedent if you're willing to accept that your higher-paid goalie is not the better goalie.
And how is your higher-paid goalie going to take that, Fitzy?
You know what? Don't really care. Hopefully that would light a fire under his ass, insult his professionalism, or make him want to play better, because it's undeniable that he has not played up to standard, up to the way Corpusalo has, nor has he lived up to his contract.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. That means Ted Johnson will join the fun. It means it's time for our three-point stances. And I think Fitzy is in a fight with a streaming service, or at least wants to yell at some angst going on with some streaming services in the rich-get-richer world of cable television and non-cable TV. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.